Even well-known books that are considered classics can be the targets of censorship. The Washington, D.C. Public Library has come up with a clever way to remind people of that, a scavenger hunt throughout the city. Find one of the books that's been censored at some point, and you can keep it. It's part of the run-up to Banned Books Week later this month. NPR's Lynn Neary went looking herself.
Scavenger hunters in Washington, D.C. are stalking local shops, cafes, and bookstores looking for copies of books that are wrapped in distinctive black and white covers. There's no title on the cover, just a phrase which describes the reason why some people wanted the book banned. Take The Catcher in the Rye.
That was banned for being anti-white.
Linnea Haggerty is executive director of the D.C. Public Library Foundation. She says the library wanted to get the public more involved in Banned Books Week. Someone pointed out that when books are banned, their supporters still circulate them surreptitiously.
They cover them with a cover that makes them unidentifiable, and then they pass them to people under bars or, you know, on the street or however, and they pass from hand to hand. And we thought, oh, that's such a great concept.
The library chose six books which have been banned at one time or another, then began posting clues about the scavenger hunt on social media.
I've been checking Twitter. I haven't seen anything new yet. Let's take a quick look.
Jose Vasquez first heard about the scavenger hunt on Facebook. Until then, he didn't even know that books could be banned, and it made him want to find one.
It's kind of the child in me, I guess. You try to keep something from me, and I'll seek it out more.
Vasquez has already found one book, Catcher in the Rye. Now he wants to find all six. He let me join him on his search. Our first stop, the Proper Topper, a small shop near DC's DuPont Circle.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. We're looking for a banned book.
We've all been found. We're getting some more.
Store manager Tara McCready suggested we head over to Kramer's, a nearby bookstore and restaurant. We hit a dead end there, too.
I can see if we're supposed to get any more in.
Okay.
The scavenger hunt has been more popular than anyone expected, said Kramer Books events manager Sarah Baleen. She thinks it's those attention-grabbing covers.
And so you want to pick up a book that says smut on the cover, and you open it and you see that it's Catcher in the Rye, and it makes you think, well, I don't, you know, consider this smut, or why would someone else consider it smut?
Okay. We decided to cheat a little bit. After all, what are smartphones for? So they were expecting us at the next stop, Upshur Street Books.
So you have some still?
Yes. Would you like me to show you where they are?
No, I think we have to find them, right?
I think so too.
It didn't take long. Vasquez spotted one right away.
So what does it say?
This is Filthy Trashy Sex Novel.
What is it?
So this particular one is A Separate Piece by John Knowles.
Wow.
Moments later, Vasquez found another book, Native Son by Richard Wright.
This is profane and sexually explicit. Sounds interesting.
And with that, my scavenger hunt came to an end. But Jose Vasquez still has a ways to go.
Three down, three to go, I guess.
And yes, the D.C. Public Library did restock the banned books just a few hours after we left. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.